Yo, what's up? You're listening to the Yo's This Racist podcast. It's just, well, not just. That sounds horrible. Jesus.
No.
My name is Andrew T. And regular co-host Tawny Newsom is, can't make it today. I don't know. I don't even know what I can say. So I'll just say as little as possible. But
indisposed.
Yeah, indisposed. We got producer Matt Apodaca here.
Hey.
Filling in very capably.
Moved over from the how do they do that in talk shows? I'm at the couch now.
Yeah, you're on the couch.
Yeah.
I am on a couch actually. So.
I could be, but it just might be really far away from the computer and from the microphone.
Yeah. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I don't know. How are you doing, man?
I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I went to the beach over the weekend.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How's that?
It was pretty good. Nice. There were people there. So that's something, but it wasn't like, I feel like everybody's doing like pretty good. The only people that I saw that were not doing a great job were little kids. Little kids were going over to other little kids, doing what kids do. So that was scary to watch, but nobody was coming towards me in my umbrella, so that was nice. And
you just got to scream at a little kid is the important.
Get away from me!
Yeah.
Get the heck away from me!
Yell at a kid.
I'll bury you in a hole!
Oh, that's good. God, I don't even know. Let's see. I mean, I guess we normally open with news. This is only depressing shit, I think. I honestly, it's a little bit. Well, so news. It's not news. If I say Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away on Friday, it's just, I don't know. That's not a thing.
It's not. We're not breaking the story.
It's simply a thing we react to. I don't know. It's just bad.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I did a little, I spent a little time this weekend doing a little phone banking for Nithya Raman. And
I got my postcards right here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Writing postcards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, as we've said so many times this year, it's just like, you know, we're all going to have to take care of each other more and ever more than we did before. I mean, this is just sort of, it will be what it will be. It's a little depressing that our, senator, one of our senators in California today is seeming to not want to fight or seeming to believe in the fundamental goodness of Republicans, which is both a huge mistake and like, I don't know, it's bad. So yeah, I guess if, another thing for us to add to our list is call Dianne Feinstein and tell her that, we need to get rid of the fucking filibuster. We need, you know, between 4 and 15 new judges on the Supreme Court. And I don't know. I don't know. We don't have to get into the politics of it. I'm sure there's a bunch we don't know. But yeah, let's whatever you are doing, do more of that. I don't know.
Unless it was bad.
Well, people who are bad, there's only like 3 or 4 people who are truly odious who listen to the show.
That's
true. And
they
call in a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sure they're doing more of whatever the fuck it is that they do right now. So,
yeah.
You know.
Scream at cars driving by. I assume they're also like dogs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like... Yeah, I feel like I'm like a little bit in a haze, I guess, but I don't know, man.
Yeah. Did you also drink 5 glasses of wine yesterday?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a bit?
Yeah. No,
oh, my God. Wine buddies.
Yeah. I had wine. So I also I'm in the same sort of fog.
Yeah. 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 It's I don't know. I guess other bad shit is happening. But I don't know if there's anything like super specific we have to say about it. Yeah, you went to the beach. That's good.
Yeah, it was nice to not smell, you know. Different air, you know. It was pretty nice over there. And it was nice to be away out of the house. There's only your options are limited at this point.
Did you feel the earthquake on Friday?
Yeah, and I thought that was going to last for the rest of my life. I was so nervous because it wasn't a very long earthquake, but in those few seconds when an earthquake kind of starts a certain way and then starts mm-hmm. building to something else, you then sort of think, okay, well, this is just only going to get worse and is going to last forever. But my whole place shook. My cats got scared. My girlfriend was asleep and then woke up, and I was just upset. Had to put my Switch down. I was like, Paper Mario's can wait. I gotta.
I was like, oh man, that's I had done a fairly depressing Zoom comedy show on Friday where I also drank too much. So I was like already deep in bed when the earthquake struck, and I woke up and I was like, well, guess that's that. This is just happening.
Totally.
So it's better. It was like a real fucking weekend. I don't know, man. Well, shit. I don't know. Do we just go into the fucking voicemails?
Yeah, let's give the people what they want. They want to hear us. They don't want to hear us be a couple sad boys who went to the beach. They want to hear us roast some fools, perhaps.
Still being sad. I'll still be sad.
No, that's the... That's always the undercurrent.
I guess we should say, and this is actually unrelated to where Tawny is now, but because she put it on Instagram, there was a little bit of a scare with the fires and her place. But the last I heard, everything is relatively okay. And, mostly just like if you're in a fire zone, take that shit seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're a fire safety podcast now. God, this is like,
yo, is this safest?
Yeah, I did actually buy a fire extinguisher this weekend. So that
I should add that to my list. I've been buying stupid stuff.
Yeah,
I should get something that would be worth that could potentially save my life.
I realized I have never used a fire extinguisher, and I think it's very scary to me.
Do you think in your hands it'll cause more harm than good?
Well, there's an element where it's like actually holding it and thinking about setting it off sort of feels like holding a gun in a very weird way.
Yeah.
It's just like this kind of bizarre, like, oh, I guess I have
this is pretty serious
in my hand. Yeah. Yes. It's serious. You don't know how powerful it is. And there's just like a lot of like potential in your hands.
Yeah,
don't know what
it's similar to guns too, because hopefully a responsible fire extinguisher owner would be like, I hope I never have to use this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh god. I guess okay, so what now? I'm literally truly remembering the format of the show. So all right, if we're gonna do voicemails, we should take a little break.
Yes,
that's what happens. So we're going to take a little break, a little on the early side, but it is what it is, and we'll come back with some voicemails. Okay, that was the break.
Wow.
Wonderful. Aren't you
they
refreshed and relaxed? Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Let me see. So yeah, the voicemails this week are... not, you know what? Shit, we did the break, but it occurred to me actually that, I talked to my sister a little bit this weekend, and she is a family doctor in, Georgia. And, you know, so one thing is like women's healthcare is, a big part of her life and purview. And really, you know, off this like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the fact that we likely will have a very conservative Supreme Court for, I'm just going to go ahead and say the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Roe versus Wade is in greater peril than it's ever been. And by extension, that means, you know, healthcare for women, mostly, you know, over-indexing for poor, over-indexing for women of color, you know, because rich women and white women and Republican women who are rich and white will always be able to get the healthcare that they need. So for what it's worth, you know, and I'll have more information and you know, as we sort of get it. Not that, again, you're not looking to us for a source, but, you know, consider donating to various states' civil liberties unions. I mean, look, it's going to be tough and nigh impossible, but really Roe v. Wade will just sort of kick the issue of women's health care back to the states. And so the people most immediately in peril by it being overturned would be women in red states. So, you know, for what it's worth, you know, my sister was volunteering for the Georgia Civil Liberties Union. But places like that, you know, obviously, again, don't listen to us for the like factual details of best places like that. We don't really know. But, you know, just know that the philosophy of like where we all have to help each other, and particularly immediately vulnerable will be, you know, women of color. So do what you can to help them. I don't know. God, fucking depressing. Okay, let's hear these fucking voicemails. I'm sorry. You guys,
let's do it.
You're very, very patiently letting me soapbox.
No, I love it. I mean, it's, you know, I feel like it's good for the listener and it's good for you.
Yeah, it's not good for me, but it's maybe necessary. Oh, I will say, I also once again straight up forgot that we had a whole bacon grease conversation on last week's episode.
Oh.
And people have been hitting us up on Twitter with like where they keep the bacon grease.
White. I can't believe it's not buttered container.
Yeah. It's always hilarious and weird when we ask listeners to do something, because I just never once have remembered that we did it. And so I'm always surprised when episodes come out. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. It always goes like that. What the? Oh, yeah. Oh, and also, thanks for finding that that Scrooge Lego for last week's pick.
You know, I was very delighted to see exactly how cute the Scrooge Lego is, and now I'm 100% on board. I love the Scrooge Lego.
It's shockingly cute, right? It's so weird.
Because you don't think of him as a cute character. Like, no. No, but in his personality, nor his mm-hmm. practices for being mm-hmm. in the 1%, a billionaire. Yeah. But that Lego is really something. That yeah. minifig, yeah. excuse me, to the Lego heads out there.
Yeah. And even better, as a billionaire, because he's Lego, it's very easy to put him in the Lego guillotine and take his little head off.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. No billionaire should exist. Scrooge McDuck should not exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defund Scrooge McDuck.
Defund McDuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's try listening to a fucking voicemail. Let's see what happens.
Hey, guys. I wanted to get your take on the recent situation where a professor was under fire for saying a Mandarin phrase in a lecture that sounds like a slur in English. So basically, he was talking about language fillers. So the kind of things that you would say when you're searching for the right word. So in English, that would be like or or you know. Mm-hmm. And in Mandarin, I guess the most commonly used phrase is nage, which means something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you repeat it quickly, like you would in conversation, it kind of sounds like a hateful slur. So some people in the lecture were really hurt and offended and felt like he shouldn't have said it. But then other people came to his defense and said, this is a perfectly benign phrase. Mandarin speakers say it all the time. And any resemblance to slurs in other languages is completely coincidental. So as a white guy, I feel very uncomfortable saying whether or not something like this is racist or whether or not someone should feel offended. So I guess I just wanted to get your take on the situation. Love the show. Thanks.
Well,
yeah.
I want to start by saying it's good that you're uncomfortable, but then still said the thing that you were very scared to say, apparently.
I mean, it's part of it. So, yeah. Well, I feel like he made an effort and I also feel like I'm going to say shit that Asian people are going to be mad at me for in this segment. So yeah, wait, okay. So this was a thing that got, someone sent this to me. It was like, are you going to talk about this on the podcast? And I was like, no, this is boring. There's little weird, surprising details in there to me, or maybe not that surprising. But so yeah, basically, this is a phrase that, yeah, sounds a lot like the N-word. This guy was teaching a class. So a lot of people sort of assumed it was about the fact that this can be a confusing word, because it was like at business school. But this is just like a white dude who like picked of all the phrases you could have used to signify a different culture, saying or what or like.
Yeah.
He chose this specific one. And then he was like, what are you talking about? I've never heard, no one's ever complained about this or whatever. It's just one of those things where it's like, to me, so incredibly churlish. Like, you really, motherfucker, you never, ever considered. By contrast, I was talking to my friend yesterday, who's a white guy, who lived in China for a long time.
Okay.
And he was like, I think he went there. I can't remember what like orientation or like, you know, language process he had. But someone in his life telling him about living in China was like, yeah, this is like an issue, because it sounds a lot like the N-word. Like,
yeah.
Everyone knows this. There's no one who has anything. It's just wild. It's truly like, but to me, like, defies belief that this guy can claim, like, what? I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you've heard both things,
yeah,
you'd got to be like, well, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like that.
I mean, even in the so like using that as an example for something unrelated and then claiming you've never heard anyone point out that it sounds like the N-word is a lie. That's just
right.
A lie.
100%.
So there's that. And then the other side of it is then I think the Chinese, either the Chinese students that were in the class or like the Chinese Students Association. And this is where I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Was like, what are you talking about? You can't. I mean, he stepped down, but you know, he's like, this professor shouldn't be forced to step down, or step down from teaching the class or whatever. You know, they mm-hmm. protested, and it is one of those things where it's like, I get that this might seem like wild to you as a Chinese person, a Chinese national, but like claiming that it's like sort of like racist against Chinese people is fucking crazy. And it's honestly like just like you're also like a willful ignorance. Now in this case it might be more actual ignorance, but it's just completely wrong. So I don't know, fuck this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I I guess I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I guess it's interesting in that the caller sort of was just sort of like, this is not even something that I'm equipped to distinguish whether or not if it's racist or not. And that's sort of how I feel on this. I'm sort of just like, well, I guess whoever thinks they're right and is part of either group is probably more right than I could be.
Well, but as far as like this, like professor goes, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, all right, don't lie. And,
yeah, don't do that. That's stupid.
And don't be like, you know, what is your reason for using this example? Well, it's just fucking ludicrous. And if you then truly decide that you must use this example, then just be like, hey, I'm about to use this phrase that, you know, sounds like this. It is not. But, you know, this is what's about to happen. Don't just like drop it on people.
And I don't know. I mean, I have no knowledge of the Chinese language at all or of its variants, but I would assume that there's maybe more than one. Like vocal pause. You know what I mean? Pick the other one. Do the other
one. Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. Yes. It kind of is the example, but it's like, you like, it just takes a special kind of bullshit to like not, you know, even taking him at his word. It's like, oh, you're that insulated and ignorant that it did not sound to you like that's such a non-part of your life, like racism, apparently. I don't know.
Must be cool. Must be nice.
I know. Fucking lovely. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry. You're really letting me steamroll this episode.
No, I... hey, look.
And I appreciate it. Fuck you, Matt. Shut.
The people aren't tuning in to hear the freaking producer, all right? Here. They want that. They want that. That Andrew T spice, baby. They want that. They want the goods.
It's just pepper. Now,
they love pepper.
It's good pepper.
I'm all salt, right. Baby. I make it worse.
Too much salt. Too much salt. When Matt's around. Oh my God. All right. Let's fucking do another voicemail. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tawny, Andrew, and producer Matt. Big fan of the show. Here's my question. Is playing a video game as a character other than your race, for example, if you are a white person playing as a black character, is that digital blackface? Thanks. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Here we go.
I picked this after I knew that you were going to be guest hosting today. So.
I was going to say, I feel like this is, I'm specially equipped for this one. Not only did the caller shout me out right after I just said they're not here to hear from me, this person proved me wrong. They want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah, they know, and you're the only one. You're the gamer here.
Well, I don't know if I want to. I don't want to take that title. I don't know if I love the term gamer for how loaded it is.
You're the gamer, baby. Say one thing that I did this weekend when I was just trying to be distracted was I watched a YouTube video of, it's like a 46 part series of just some dude playing like the last God of War game.
Oh, wow. And it's just him incrementally going through the game?
Yeah. It's in like half hour chunks. It's like two seasons of TV.
That's cool because like, did you play that? You didn't play that game. You just watched him play it?
Nope. Yeah.
I've often thought about like sending my mom like a similar thing, but like of The Last of Us, because I know she won't, there's no way she'll play a game like that. I think that the story is so good that she would find watching that compelling. But I'm also just sort of like, I don't think I'm going to send my mom a 15-hour YouTube video. I'm not going to do that to her.
Well, I think you should, man.
Maybe. What if I turn my mom into a hardcore gamer? That's the danger.
I think I'm just like not, I don't, I think I actually don't really like playing video games, but I like watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Something's up. Something's wrong with the old brain pan here.
I think that's a perfectly valid thing. That's why like Twitch is so huge and like there's, you know, that is, it's more and more becoming just its own medium. It's not just like, it's not just games. They're just like really good stories now. It is its own art form at this point.
Do people do what I do and just watch Twitch but not play games?
I know plenty of people that do that. Yeah, and they find it relaxing. Jordan's nodding.
Engineer Jordan's nodding. Do you do this, Jordan?
I don't do it all the time, but to me it's relaxing. Like I would rather watch gameplay than play it, because I am so anxious when I play that I'd rather watch someone play it.
Okay, I think it's the same, because I'm also bad at video games, so it's just like better to, I just, you know, it's fine. I don't need that sense of nothing.
It's nice to, it's fine to enjoy what you enjoy. If it's making you happy and it's making you feel relaxed, then I think it's perfectly valid, unless it's destructive or bad. That's my take. But to answer this person's question, to get back to the question, is it digital blackface to play as a black character in a video game, or a character that's a different race than yours?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and... Di-
It's always digital blackface, no matter what the race of the character.
That is true. Yes,
whether it's a bandicoot or an Italian.
So this is what I was gonna say. So I'm gonna say no, only because it's only been a thing.
Yeah,
like so recent. I can think of not very many games where that is the default option. Like we have right. Spider-Man Miles Morales coming out, and he's biracial, but like that's like the first time that I can think of in a while where like the lead in your video game is a black man. Like it's like right. So that's like huge. And then there's like, you know, CJ from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, but like there are other examples, but I don't think it's digital blackface unless you like somehow make that character part of your personality. Like I don't know, you're not portraying a bandicoot in real life, you're not pretending to be an Italian stereotype as a plumber. No one's thinking about their ethnicities, but like if you're playing Ghost of Tsushima, even though that game has its own problems.
Oh really?
Just like,
I was gonna say, you should make people download like just a big white face guy.
Well, I was gonna say the thing about Ghost of Tsushima is that it was all localized for like Western audio. So like if you put on Japanese audio, all the lips don't translate. It's still the Western like English. So they didn't do that. So it's like you would think that in a game set in like feudal Japan, that would be the thing. That would be like the thing that they would do.
Right.
Like make both. But they didn't do that though.
I guess I just assumed. Yeah, I was gonna say. I guess I just assumed that you could generate that, but no, you have to record all the.
Yeah, you'd have to. Program motion capture it. Yeah. But I mean. I don't think it is. I think at this point, even in 2020, we're lucky to see a not white protagonist in a video game,
right, or at
least the option to make your character your ethnicity.
Yeah,
like at least your skin color. That's my favorite thing to do.
I feel like this is one of those things where it's like you're right, but. For sure, there are examples of you being wrong.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I just know it exists. Some little white kid, like, pretending to be black with their avatar or whatever.
Yeah, like, they're playing on, on Fortnite or something and using an accent they shouldn't be using.
Yeah.
Like, in the chat.
Isn't that what that fucking Leroy Jenkins meme is? That has to be a white person, right? I just assumed.
I would assume yes, but I don't have the data. So if anybody has it, let us know.
I just assumed that it was a white kid for, I don't know why. So maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, but it's like shit like that where you're like, that's gross. You know?
Yeah.
If that is in fact what I'm thinking of. Jesus. Oh boy, Andrew's on fire today.
You're killing. You're doing great, man.
Everything's just crushing.
You're doing so good.
Crushing everything. Oh my god. Yeah. What do? You always make a character that's your shade?
When it's the option, yeah, it's the first thing that I go to. Even in Tony Hawk, the new Tony Hawk, I was like. This guy's a little too, little too white to actually be me. You can only change his face so much. But I was like, I gotta make this guy look, I guess, like the hunky version of me, and that's what I usually do.
Hold up, back up a little bit. The hunky version of you, hunkier than all this.
Yeah, sort of break it. I break the
off
internet.
Break the internet off the charts. PS6? Did you pre-order yourself a PS5?
Yes, I did, and it made me happy for I think approximately 48 hours, and now I'm just waiting for it to come. So like that has sort of worn off until it gets here. But I do keep looking at the pre-order and just sort of like, wow, I did it.
Just refresh.
It took me hours and hours on a weeknight, but I did it.
That's, you know what? Good for you, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Got that shit done. I realized I'm probably not going to play another video game until PS6 comes out.
You're going to skip a generation.
Yeah. I haven't turned on the PS4 but a couple times during quarantine.
Wow. So yeah, it's just not your thing. I think you would benefit from a Switch, because Switch games are very, like, not to get you to buy something that you don't need, but yeah, they're very, like, just pick up and put down, and, like, you don't have to spend that much time.
I mean, that's, I like the second part a lot more than the first part.
Yeah. Put down.
Yeah. It turns out what I like best about video games is stopping playing. Although I really liked playing The Last of Us, but then that maybe was part of it, is I hadn't played any video game in years. And then I played the new Jedi game, and it was okay.
Yeah.
And then I played The Last of Us, and I was like, oh, this is, I think I just don't want to play any more video games ever. I think I'm just like, this is, just go out on top.
You know? Yeah, you went out with a bang.
Yeah. I was just like, this is sad and grim and very good.
Yeah.
Very, it's quite good.
Two of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah. I guess that Jedi game was really fun.
I didn't finish it.
I had to lower the difficulty level to, like, beyond easy, and it still took me forever.
And that game sort of did come under fire for only having a white default character, but their in Star Wars world justification was because it's a canon story, so it has to happen to one person. It can't be, like, you know. You can't be you. It can't be anybody. It has to be happened to this specific person. And my argument there was, well, then just not. Don't do that. Make him white. Don't make him white.
Yeah. He ain't white. That guy, I mean, he was also, they picked the whitest human being on earth. The fucking red-haired kid from Shameless.
Yeah. the default, I'm white.
Yeah. I'm the whitest. Yeah. Yeah. I guess Star Wars, not a great track record anyway. So
no.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Uh-uh.
Holy moly. Well, I don't think the next one is very video game oriented. So you might want to you might want to sit this one out, Matt.
We'll see. I bring it back to video games.
You might want to got to chill.
Okay.
Hey guys, quick question. So I work for a company in the U.S. It's a global company, and they're trying to have a cultural appreciation event. They keep emailing everybody about joining in, and you're supposed to, like, post about, oh, here's something culturally that we do, and it's cool and everything. But as a white person in America, this feels really awkward to me. And granted, the person who organized this is not white. Just throwing that out there. How should one respond? Thanks.
Woo.
So, it was kind of event?
Like a cultural appreciation event is what the caller said. So, this reminds me of... So, I went to a very white high school, but in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, it's like a very, you know, very liberal-ish kind of white hippie kind of place. And every Thanksgiving, because they were like, you know, hey, this was pretty good for the time. They were like, well, Thanksgiving's racist. So what we'll do is this event called the Multi-Ethnic Feast, which was basically a school-wide potluck where functionally what happened is literally every human being in that school got incredibly stoned, and then we would eat food. But yeah, it was always this shit where it was like you were supposed to bring in, like, the food of your culture or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it, obviously it was so white, so it was a lot of, like, well, I'm spaghetti.
Yeah, potato salad with a lot of mayonnaise.
That kind of shit. Oh, actually, fun side note. One of the people at my high school was recording artist Andrew W.K. And he one year brought in, I think he just got in a loaf of Spam and put two grapes in it and called it, like, Grape Surprise or something like that. He was a real weird.
He's always been that way then, huh? Did you ever consider going by Andrew W.T.?
Oh man. No. he was yeah, it was weird. I went to a weird high school. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. I just shook loose that memory. But yeah, it's like one of those things where like I know it sounds like this event was the caller said organized by a person of color, but like anything, especially on a corporate level, that like kind of ignores the symmetry, you know, the asymmetry of how the races and cultures are treated in America.
Yeah.
Is like, what is that? Like, what do you think? How does this go well with the white people? Like, what does a white person do that's good in this case?
Yeah, that's, you know, it is tough because I'm just sort of thinking about like, maybe this was like a well-meaning person that was totally. Sort of like, I already have access to like, you know, I have the administration's ear about starting like little events at school. Here's what I'll use my time to mm-hmm. do well here, and I'll mm-hmm. uplift the multicultural voices at my school. But you know,
or work. Yeah, is it work? Maybe I don't know.
That's, yeah, or work or whatever power. It was. But
organization. Let's just power through. Power through.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's gonna. That's just gonna read differently depending on who you are, I think.
Totally. It's just a weird look, and it's kind of interesting to me how frequently like big organizations never, because they I maybe that's it. It's that they always have to pretend that they're colorblind. Essentially right. That's what they are. They're like well-meaning, you know, racists. Who are like, oh, we just got colorblind. It's like, this is, you know, just as interesting. But it's like, well, no, you know, whiteness creates this situation where like half the people, if you're lucky, I guess, you know, the people of color are going to be exotified and the white people are going to be like, see, you know, whiteness is just as equal as.
Yeah, you know, we did it.
Or, yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah. Do we have what any advice? Do? Well, I guess if you're a white person, what you do is you bring in, like, you know, whatever, wherever your ancestry is from.
Just, yeah, bangers and mash.
Yeah. Ooh, good bangers and mash. A good but good gravy on some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, bring some of that. Bring, like, a shepherd's pie. All my frames of reference for white food are English.
It's, you know what, actually, you should do if you're a white person at this company is just bring in shit from Lord of the Rings and just
see if people that, like, notice. Cracker bread, bring like a giant carrot.
That actually, you know what? All right, we solved it. We helped people.
We did, yeah. Bring in Lord of the Rings, yeah, Shire food.
Yeah, your culture is the Shire. that's what it is, and that's fine. That's very interesting.
And you know, thinking about the ethnic makeup of those movies and the books, that is correct. Still, that's very correct.
Yeah, you people are the. It's more interesting if we just pretend white people are from Middle Earth.
Yeah, because then I'm sort of like, man, they do sort of have culture. They have wizards and mythical creatures and stuff like mm-hmm. that. They're not just taking stuff from other people. They have their whole own thing.
Yeah, dragons and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, rings.
Golems and such.
Yeah, golems. Ents. Yeah, your culture is mostly golems, if I'm being honest, white people. But some of you are, all right, wow. We're really,
sorry.
We're really going buck wild. Oh man, all right, well, so this is you know what, I'm glad we found a couple laughs,
had a few laughs along the way, got real, got serious.
I know, thanks for it's tough. I appreciate the listeners and you guys for allowing me to, I don't know, it's, there's always that like line, it's like, are we fucking up by making jokes? Is there other shit we should be doing?
I mean,
feels like there should be.
Definitely, yeah. But like, what else? I mean, I was gonna say, what else were we gonna do? I guess that we could do the other things. But yeah. the I don't know. I feel like people need that. Both things can exist and like be and are worth it. You can post, you know, whatever you want about like any of the social injustices that are happening right now, ways you can help. Yeah. And then you can also be like, here's a funny, dumb tweet. Here's a joke. Sorry. Yeah. Here's another thing that's serious. Like, they both need to exist so that you can just breathe for a second, too.
I think as long as we feel bad about laughing, we've done our job.
Yeah. No, I mean, like we said, we're the sad boys of the show, and we feel bad most of the day.
Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah.
Fucking constantly. Holy mother. Okay, well, let's just call it, I guess. This is a, you know,
let's get out of here. Episode. It's late.
Weird episode is late. We're recording at slightly odd time. Appreciate everyone, for staying up with us.
Yeah, thanks for, I hope you guys were drinking your hot cocoa under a blanket with a flashlight pointed at your phone.
Oh, boy. Go brush your teeth.
And don't just wet the bristles. You got to really get in there. 2 minutes.
Your breath is going to be just nasty. Yeah. Holy moly.
And what did I tell you about leaving cups in your room? Take the cup to the sink.
Put them in this. You got to leave a little water in them so they don't get all crusty.
Or, hey, kitchen time saves 9. Wash that dish right now.
3, 2, 3, 3. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to put it in there, just rinse it out.
Just rinse it.
Sponge. All right. 323-389-7223. 323-389-RACE. I don't know. What the hell else do we say? Social media. Post. Social media. What's it? Fucking Yo, Is This Racist? Is the name of the show.
Yeah. What's yours?
Oh, my God. My head hurts so much now. Andrew T. How about you, Matt?
You can follow me at Matt Apodaca across all platforms. Check me out there. You know, whichever one's your favorite.
Engineer Jordan, you wanna?
Oh, my first plug! This is so exciting.
Have you not done one before? I'm sorry. I feel like
that's okay.
I feel like it's weird, and then I don't ever know when to.
No, it is totally fine.
Tell people where to find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Jordan K. Duffy.
Do that.
Full name. You can find everything about me.
Hell yeah. That's it. And hopefully Tani will be back next week again. I literally don't know what I can say, so I will just shut up about that now. And yeah, be well. Take care of someone. Take care of someone, and then this will be a good assignment. Write in with how you took care of someone this week, or what you did to fucking help people.
Yeah,
and this will be good because then maybe we can start stealing some of them ideas.
One additional piece of homework, maybe extra credit, perhaps we'll call it. Make sure that you're pre-registered to vote, because that time before that is going to be a thing you can't do. It's coming close, and I don't have the dates in front of me. I don't know the information, but just check if you're registered.
Register to vote. Do something at whatever level is best for you. Help someone for yourself and for them. Because the thing is, all the shit that you're doing to help people now is going to be the connections that will protect you down the line. However that works. Okay. Jesus Christ. Be well, everyone. Peace.
Bye.
Hey there, it's Andrew. I just realized after we finished recording that because I am a fucking bozo, I forgot to mention that Tony and I will be at the virtual Pygmalion Festival this Friday. Go to thisispygmalion.com and you can see us. We'll be streaming, or you'll find out how you can see us in streaming. Listen, comedy festivals are great, and, you know, it'll be a fun time. Okay, bye.